We are learning Masechtas Tainus, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, and we are beginning the last line of Tezayin Amud Beis. It's said in the Mishnah that you add on six brachas. What are the six brachas? There's Zichroinus, Shefreis, and then four other Kapitlach Tillim, starting with El Hashem Vitzras Ali, Asayin El Harim, Makkur Sich Hashem, and Tilani Kiyatev. Those are the six meat of the brachas, the sukkim that you say, and then what are the chasima? Rabbi Yudah said no. He didn't say Zechariah to Shaifros. He said instead, he said Rav Giyev Aretz, Devekiyah, a pasuk in Malachim, and a pasuk in Yirmiyah, Asher Hoya Dvar Hashem El Yirmiyah, well, Adivri Abitzaris, about drought. That's what Yehuda says. Zok to Gemara. Omer of Ad Demin Yafoy, my time with Yehuda, what's the problem of Yehuda says, you don't say Zechariah to Shaifros. The Fishayin Oyem in Zechariah to Shaifros, El Bereish Hashana, Uva Yoiv Lois V'Shas V'Chamah. The only time you say Zechariah to Shaifros, it's only Rosh Shana on Yoiv Lois V'Shas V'Chamah. Rosh Hashanah we know, because it says in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, Imru Lefanai Malchiyos Vizichroinis, Kedesh Tamchunu Lechem. And we know by Yovel, because there's a Hekesh to Rosh Hashanah, that's, you know, it says Zichroinis Shaifers. And Shasa Mechama, Rashi says, when they go to Mechama, but he's not sure exactly where it says that, but that's when you say the Psukim Malchiyos Vizichroinis Shaifers. The Ran speaks out that Shas Mechama is Lav Dafka Shas Mechama. Any Tzara, besides for drought, is where everyone agrees to say Zechariah V'Shaifres. Just by a drought, that is where Rabbi Yehuda says, you don't see the Pesukim Zechariah V'Shaifres. He says the other Pesukim about Rav. So I'll read the Lashon of the Ran. The Ran says, V'hainu de'amrinon hacho v'shas mechama k'leimar v'hu adin l'shar tzaris. All the tzaris also. El denokat shas mechama lishna dekra d'chsiv chisvayu mechama v'artzichem. V'le pligi Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbanon. Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbanon will argue, ela b'tainis geshomim. The Rabbanon sav v'shem z'chonis v'shoifres. Rabbi Yehuda sav v'shem v'tachteyem rav kiev aretz. Amakom rakam akom moidim shakol tzaris oisim k'seidim sh'seinu. So the homoklikus of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabban is only by Geshamim. Other tzaras, they all agree, he says, Zechariah is v'sherfes. Zog to Gemara Vayit, that's in the Mishnah. Ha-Rishayinu O'Emer, Misha Ona as Avram Avinu. Then they go into a few other ones, including Misha Ona as Eliyahu, and Misha Ona Shmuel Ba-Mitzvah. The first one was Shmuel Ba-Mitzvah, and we ended off Shemeya Tz'aka. And the fifth bracha, which is really the fourth bracha, says, Misha Ona as Eliyahu Ba-Har Carmel, it says, Shemeya Tefillah. Zok to Gemara, Tana, Yesh Machlifim, Lutan Abraisa, some switch to Shemeya Tzaka, Shemeya Tfilo, that they say Tzaka Lelio, they say Shemeya Tzaka Felio, and the Tfilo to Shmuel, and they switch Tfilo to Shmuel. In the Psukim of Lelio, it says, Aneni Hashem Aneni, that he davened to Hashem to bring down the fire of Ahara Carmel when he brought up the carbon of Ahara Carmel. And Shmuel was by a war against the Plishtim in Mitzpah, it says there he davened to Hashem. So instead of saying, Shemeya Tfilah Belio, it says Shemeya Tzaka, and it says Shemeya Tfilah by Shmuel. So Mishnah Megavah Shmuel, Ksivei Tfilah, Mishnah Megavah Shmuel, it says Tzaka, and it says Tfilah, Ksivei Tzaka. Mishnah Megavah Shmuel, Ksivei Tfilah, Ksivei Tzaka. So Rashi says, where does it say it? It says Tzaka, because it says Vayichar lo Shmuel, Vayizak el Hashem kol alayla. And it says Tfilah also, like it says, Kiptu as Kol Yisrael Hamitzpasa veEspal baAdchem. It's a big shout. Rashi's pasuk, choice of pasuk there brings Veicha Shmuel Yizikal Hashem Kol Laila, because that pasuk is talking about when Shaul Hamelech did not listen and did not kill out Amalekim, he davened to Hashem about that Shaul was supposed to lose his kingdom. So the Mashal is different pasuk. The pasuk says, by the story of Mitzpah, it says Veikach Shmuel Tilei Cholav Echad. I could put him there. It says both lost tzaka and tefillah by Shmuel. El gabayo tefillah ksiv tzaka ksiv. It just says aneni Hashem aneni, which means answer me, Hashem, please answer me. It's lost in tefillah, not a lost of tzaka. And for the Gemara, yeah, aneni Hashem aneni lost in tzaka here also. It could be a lost in tzaka, lost in of screaming, and therefore it could say shemeya tzaka by Elio Hanavi as well. Zok the Gemara vayta. It says Al Shishis, which is the fifth bracha, Omer, Misha Ona es Yoina, and Al Shavias, which is the last one, says Misha Ona es David, as David and Shlomo. And the Shaila is like this: who was first, Yoina or David and Shlomo? So David and Shlomo were before Yoina. Yoina was in the time of Amatzia, which was 10 days after David HaMelech. Mechti Yoina, Basha David and Shlomo Haya. My time of Makdim Leveresha. Why does it say it first? Why does it say it first? And for the Gemara, Because why leave the last bracha to David and Shlomo? And the Gemara says, "The body of Michsa and Baruch Merachem La'aretz." You want to end off the last bracha ends off of the six is Baruch Merachem La'aretz. Hashem is Merachem on Eretz Yisrael, or it refers to Beis Hamikdash, which is the Ikka Aretz. So I wanted that to be last, and therefore we end off with David and Shlomo, even though chronologically it's not exactly in order. Now the question is like this: wasn't Eliyahu Hanavi also after David and Shlomo? So why don't we ask Eliyahu Hanavi also? In the order in the Mishnah, it has first Avram Avinu, then it has Aviseinu Yamsuf, then it has Yehoshua. That's very good. Then it has Shmuel, also in order. Then it has Eliyahu, Yoina, and David and Shlomo. Her Eliyahu also comes after David and Shlomo. So why don't the Gemara ask the Kasha? So Yishami actually asks the Kasha, and Yishami says that the same teretz, that because we want to end off Merachem La'aretz. But the Marsha over here, interesting, has different teretz. He says, who's Eliyahu HaNavi? Moshe, who's Eliyahu HaNavi? So Pinchas. It's Pinchas. He says Pinchas was before David and Shlomo. And it says by Pinchas in the Pasuk, Vayamoid Vayifal, that he davened before he killed Zimri, he davened. So it's really going to stick along Pinchas. So therefore, it says at first, as the Marsha says, interesting, because really it says, Misha on Eliyahu Bahara Carmel. So it's an interesting shtickle tire, but as the Marsha learns, that's why we didn't ask Kasha Velyo. Zaktamar Vaita, Tana Abraisa says, from Sokhus Amru, that we end off with Baruch Mashpel Haramim. We don't say Baruch Merachem La'aretz, we say Baruch Mashpel Haramim, which means that the Motor caused Klai Yisrael to do tshuva. It brought down the high people of the high place, the Bagaiva, brought them down to do tshuva through the rain. And we say that Bracha of Mashpel Haramim. Zaktamar Vaita, the Mishnah went to a different topic. And the Mishnah talked about the Mishmaris, means the Kahanim. There was 24 Mishmaris of Kahanim, and each Mishmar split up into 7 Bati Av. And the Halachas, they couldn't drink wine on certain days. And and those were the Halachas, because maybe they're going to do Avodah. So Tana Rabbanan, Ve'ama Omru Anche Mishmar Metarm Lishtos Yayin B'layla. It says, the Beis Av of that Beis Av can't drink wine that day or that night, because they might have to do Avodah. Because it's their day. And even at night, they have to avoid also. Masheket Anche Mishmar, they can't drink by day, but at night you could drink. So what's the pshat? My time, Prema Omru, Anche Mishmar, Matom, Lashes, Yayin, Belelis, Lebi, Ramim, Shema Tichbar, Avoid, Anche Beisav. Maybe the Beisav is working today, will have too many kabanas, and they're going to have to get any help. They're going to have to call in for the reserves. By Avoid, Beisar, Lehem, and then the Anche Mishmar are going to get help. So therefore, they can't drink by day wine. Now at night they could drink, because at night it's not common to have overflow of work. Most of the kabbanas are brought by day. You only have to bring karm by day. At night, all that's left is the stuff that's on the mizbeach to make sure it's burning. That's a much easier job. You're not going to need the reserves for that. Therefore, they could drink wine at night, but not by day. Zot the Gemara Vayta. Pneima omru anche beis av loy b'yoyim loy b'layla. Beis av, why can't I do it side by day, side by night? Meshen sukum tamu b'avayla, because their job is the whole day, to work the whole day. Mekan Omru, because of this halacha that we said about the Mishmaris, Mekan Omru, even with Vanazeh, called Koyin Shemakim Mishmartai. Any Koyin that knows, he has a Yichas brief, he knows exactly which Mishmar is from, like there's different Mishmaris, different families, like Rashi brings down Yehoirav and Yadia, there's different Mishmaris, and he knows which Mishmar is from. Umishmaris Beisav Shaloi, he knows which Beisav is from even. V'yedeya Shabbat Avoysav Kvum Sham, and he knows that his Bati Avos actually worked in the Beis HaMikdash, because Rashi says not every Beis Av got a day. And not only that, some Bati Av were puzzled. They were, let's say, they were halalim. So he knows his Bati Av worked in the Mizbeach. So Allah is, Asta Lishas Yayin Kol Asi Yayin. He's not allowed to work that day. If he knows which Mishmar is from, which Bati Av from, and he knows the Chesben, he can't drink wine. Yes, sorry. He can't drink wine. Asta Lishas Yayin Kol Asi Yayin. He can't drink wine the whole day, because that's his day. And Mashiach might come. Meheri Yabonah Beis HaMikdash, you might have to do Avodah. Therefore, you cannot drink wine that whole day. Makim Mishmar, Makim Mishmar Beis Av, if he recognizes his Mishmar, but he doesn't recognize his Beis Av, Shaloi, but for Yedeya Shabbat, there is a good Shom, he knows his Beis Av worked in Beis HaMikdash. Also, the Lushu Zayin closes Shabbos. The whole week he can't drink wine. Why not? Because he knows which Mishmar he's from, and that whole week is Mishmar. He's not sure which Beis Av he's from. He doesn't know what day. The whole week, if he knows Elfida Chesmin, this week is his week, he cannot drink wine the whole week. Let's say he's a Kohen, which is the normal case of Einem Makim Mishmartoi, Umishmeres Beis Av Shloi. He doesn't know his Mishmeres, he doesn't know his Beis Av. But he does know that his his yichus, they worked in the Beis Mikdash, also lishdois yayin kol hashana. That's the Rabban hold, Tanakama holds. You're not allowed to drink wine the entire year. Rebbe Omer, Omer ani, also lishdois yayin loylam. I disagree. You can't drink wine the whole year. But, avama esa, shetekanosu kakalosai. But because there's a kilkul, we see the Mashiach hasn't come for so many years already, so what should I do? I don't believe it. I don't believe it's to come any minute now. And therefore, are you allowed to drink wine? Like Rashi's Lashon, davakama shalom shloi chazra bira, the kilkolo zu, this kilkul that didn't come back, takanasa shuziyayim behedya, v'lashem yivne lechashin, you're not choishish. It's so vite, we're not choishish. So I, the Gemara Sri, asked, a lot of times you have a Gemara, but here you bought a Mitzvah Mekdosh. Zok the Guru Sari, it's not going to Rabbanon, not going to Rebbe. Rebbe says that since Mashiach comes so many years, we can't be worried for Mamash the next minute. Interesting Gemara. Amar Abaya, Kaman Shosu Idna Kahani Chamra. These days we know that the Kahanim drink wine. Who's that like? That's like Karebi. Must be like Rebbe, because if not, you wouldn't be able to drink wine. Now Tosfos speaks a very important thing, that this only you drink wine by itself, but you drink wine Toichasude, then it's not a problem, because Toich HaSuda is not Meshaker. So even this whole idea that it's also drink wine is only by itself. But Toich HaSuda, it wouldn't be a problem, because Yayin is not Meshaker when on a full stomach while you're eating a Suda. What?
I was eating a Suda also.
It's a good question. They're probably not big enough men that they can handle it. Those days, the wine was the drink. That was their drink. They didn't drink water. They didn't drink soda. The wine was the drink. They were much more used to it. But us, we're not so used to it. So that's why I think it's more mashaka. Anche mishma, anche maimid, asurin l'saper l'chavis. Not Allah had said that the mishma and the maimid are the people who were made of a different cross section of Klai Yisrael that came to the kabanos to stand on the kabanos. The Allah is that they had to take a haircut and wash the clothing before they came for the week of Mishmar. For that week, they do it before. But on Thursday, I covered Shabbos, it's Mutter. That's the Mishnah. Anchi Mishmar, Anchi Maimir, Asur Musapa Lekavis, V'chamish Mutar, they covered Shabbos, my timer. What is the reason? Why do they have to take a haircut and wash their clothing before they come? We don't want them to come into the Mishmar while they're not put together. They want them to be washed, the clothing be washed and the haircuts before they come, and therefore we said now let it do this week. Therefore, they'll make sure to do it before they come. But on Thursday, since that was a derech of people to do this again, to wash the clothing and take haircuts, we let them do it on Thursday. Torah Rabbanon, the halacha is melech mestaber b'chol yom. A king has to take a haircut every single day. Kohen gadol erev Shabbos, erev Shabbos, once a week, every erev Shabbos takes a haircut. Kohen hedyot has to take a haircut achas sois yom, once every 30 days. And the Gemara explains makaris for everything. Melech mustaver b'chol yoy my time amar rabba ba'aba b'zav the makrot pasuk says melech b'yoyfiyav techezena einecha pasuk in Yeshaya that he's always a melech should always look good every day, has to look good, therefore he takes haircut every single day. Kohen gadol erev Shabbos, erev Shabbos my time, what's the reason? No, Rav Shmuel Yitzchak hoil mishmaros mischachos, on Shabbos a new mishmar comes in, you want him to look presentable and good for his mishmar, for the new mishmar coming in, he's the Kohen gadol. So every Friday he takes the haircut. Kohen hedid achas shviyoyim, we learn from a pasuk in Yecheskel. Kohen hedid achas shviyoyim minolam, asya para minozer. Ksiv hacha, it says in the pasuk in Yecheskel, v'roishom le'igalechu, you shouldn't shear your head off like a 000, u'para le'ishalechu, but don't grow your hair too long. You have to look good, the kohen does. So what does it mean, para le'ishalechu? It says by nozer, ksiv hasam, kodesh yeh gadol para, it says there, lashon of para, how long do you not cut your hair? 30 days. Afkan, Shloishim. Here also 30 days. So every 30 days, a kohen hedid has to take a haircut. Menozi gufo menolam. How do you know Nozir is 30 days? Just says, because you go to para, Saroisha. How do you know it means 30 days? Omarav Masta, Stam Nazir Shloishim Yoim. Stam Nazir is 30 days. How do you know menolam? Omakra, Yihye. The Pasuk says, the word Yihye. It says, Tarloi. Yova, it's like Tarlo Yova Al Rosh. And the pasuk says like Hashem Kodesh Yihya Gadel Para Sar Rosh. And Yihya is Gematria Yud and Yud is 20, and Hey and Hey is 10, is 30. Gematria Tlosin Hava is 30, and you learn out Koyin headed from Nazir is 30 days. Only a papa Labaya. How do you know attach pasuk like that? Dilma Hakam Rachmana Lilibu Klal. Maybe Para Lo yishalechu means, we'll learn Taisus Pshat, means like this. Maybe you shouldn't reach 30 days. We're saying every 30 days they get a cut. Maybe you shouldn't even reach 30 days. Pera lo yishalechu. Don't make sure you don't get to 30 days. No more than 29 days. How do you know every 30 days you take care of God? Rashi has it. We have a gears in Rashi that means you should take care of God every day, maybe. So how do you know? How do you know that para means they have 30 days? Maybe it means don't reach para. Amalei yavaksiv lo yishalchu para. If it said lo yishalchu para, you shouldn't grow it to para. Because the karmas, they'd be right. Hashdaksiv para lo yishalechu means like this. Para alahav. Let it be para, which is 30 days. Shluchi lo yishalchu. Don't make it any longer. That's how you know that. You could grow your hair for 30 days, and every 30 days, you have to take, every 30 days, a kohen hedit has to take a haircut. I'm learning from Sukkim in Yechezkel that every 30 days, you have to take a haircut.